Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi.
Hello.
James has been doing that a lot. Hello, I'm Claire. James is here also. He likes to laugh and say, ha ha, fantastic.
Everything's great.
We're all fine and we're not losing our minds.
Nah.
At all. We are Suggestible Pod. We recommend things for you to read, watch and listen to, which I feel is particularly pertinent right now because
we literally
are living through incredible times and a global pandemic.
And you should watch all this stuff before the internet shuts down and you can never see it again.
Say that the internet is probably keeping people sane, or is it? I feel like maybe it's making people.
It's a double-edged sword, Claire, like a sword with two edges, both sides.
Oh, both sides of the sword.
That's right.
I think all swords have two edges.
Disagree.
What would be the point of that? What, one side you can slice a man's hand off, and the other side you kind of just hit him.
Yeah, you slap him in the forehead with it.
I would love. You know what I love? That scene with what's his face. He's very tall and comedic and funny from Fawlty Towers.
Is it me?
No, you're not very tall and you're definitely not very comedic. So no,
you mean Jonathan
Cleese. John Cleese, yes. I love from Monty Python when he gets the fish out and then he slaps someone with it.
Is that John Cleese?
That's John Cleese.
I don't know if it is.
Well, it's from Monty Python.
It's definitely
in
Monty
and
Python.
And he's in Monty Python.
Yeah, he is.
He
and
something
the story
to do
behind
with
that, because if you look. One of them is Michael Palin. The other one probably is John Cleese.
All right.
But if you look, when they started to film it, the water was quite high, so it was a small fall. And then when they eventually got round to, like, they'd rehearsed it and then eventually got round to doing it, the water had dropped, like, 9 feet. So he had to, like,
Holy
tumble
Moses.
That far into the water.
All the way down.
All the way down.
Pretty hilarious. Hey, before we get started, it's my turn to say things to you. So I'm going to say this. How are you doing?
I don't really like this, to be honest, Claire. I'm not a huge fan. I don't like it. I'm doing better than some, but the isolation, you know, is something that, you know, I'm kind of used to. I don't really enjoy. I don't enjoy the paranoia of going outside and thinking either you're sick and you don't know it, or somebody else is sick and you're going to get sick and pass it on to somebody you know. You can't see family and friends. You know, our son's not going to kinder or daycare anymore, so he can't hang out with his mates.
He can't see his nan and pa either.
So in all honesty, it's a fucking nightmare. How are you doing?
Cool. All right.
Well, also, it's being bungled, like the world over.
It's not being bungled.
It's being bungled.
Oh, I don't think
there's
so.
Mixed messages.
I think we've just never, in countries like ours, we've never experienced anything like this. But I think the message that I'm getting very clearly, like through all the people I've read and followed, is just that we're staying at home if we can. For the people we love and the people in our communities and the people in our countries and our world. And that's what we've been called to do. And it really does genuinely make a real difference if you just stay home.
That's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of like, well, this is closed, but that's not closed. And Kmart's open, but this isn't. And it's like, well, hairdressers, are they closed? But now they are closing. It's like pools are closed, but gyms aren't. You can have a wedding, but only 5 people. It's like, just shut everything down or don't. There's wishy-washy crap. And then they're like, the economy's crumbling or whatever. Guess what? If we have a giant health crisis, it's going to crumble regardless. So I think we should just bunker down now. Don't worry about any of that shit, obviously.
Yeah.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but if we're all alive, then that's, you know, if we do this for like 5-6 weeks or whatever the recommended time is, it depends on who you speak to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think in the end, we're going to talk a bit today about all kinds of other things other than the coronavirus.
Oh, my God, I'm sick of the virus. Get out of here.
I know, but how am I doing? You did ask me that.
Yes, I did.
I am finding that some days I'm a struggling in a struggle town, and I feel like I'm going through the stages of grief. You know, the anger, the like denial, all of
drinking
those ones.
Drinking heavily.
No, I really feel, and depression and all those things, I feel like I'm cycling through them. So sometimes I am upbeat and other times I'm not. Later in the show, I'll talk about some things that I've discovered that have actually helped me kind of process all of this.
Sure.
Because I'm am like coming to, you know, the pointy end of this pregnancy. I'm about to have a baby.
Her stomach is pointing out like a cone.
It really is. It's a whole thing. I had an online appointment with my physio today where I got to do some exercises.
What a rip-off.
One of which was me on all fours, like rotating my pelvis.
I thought you were supposed to, they were supposed to teach you new exercises.
It was just very funny because she was going, Claire, well done, keep rotating. And I'm like, this is the weirdest teleconference I've ever
people
had.
People pay a lot of money for that as well, for what you're doing.
Hopefully she didn't put it online anywhere. Anyway, yeah, so all I'm saying is we are both finding this really tough. If you are finding this really tough, well, good. We're all human. Yeah. Not good, but, you know.
Yeah, good. We're glad you're miserable like us.
We're all trying
anyway,
to stay home.
Let's just get away from this stuff. Enough of this bloody crisis
all right,
bloody update.
Gentlemen's first, as always.
All right. This is a new show that I started, but it's not a new show because I started, I think, in 2017. It might have been 2016. It's called Ozark. You might have seen it on Netflix. It stars Jason Bateman and Laura Linney, who you might know from Teen Wolf and Love Actually, among many other things.
Yes.
She's in the Truman Show. Remember, she's the fake wife of Truman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Jason Bateman, Teen Wolf too, obviously. So he's a man in finance, right? And he's okay.
He's the financially savvy man.
He is. And he's like, I love finance and I sort of love my family, even though my kids are becoming teenagers and they hate me or whatever. My wife's distant, but whatever. I'm loving finance. Anyway, it turns out you find out very early on the first episode that he's actually, for the past while, he's been involved in a money laundering scheme for a drug cartel, right? And the drug cartel realizes that people have been stealing from him in Jason Bateman's firm. So he's not involved in it. He doesn't know of this. As a result of that, he has to gather all of his finances, move down to the Ozarks and prove that he is still a valuable commodity so this guy doesn't basically skin him alive.
Oh, Lord.
And him and his family.
And nobody likes to be skinned alive.
Nobody likes it.
How do you actually skin alive somebody?
Well, you got to cut at certain points on the body and then you just basically peel it back.
Oh, no. That came way too quickly to you.
No, Colin's edited it out. I did 4 hours of research.
There was zero pause there. Guys, maybe I'm living with a serial killer and I just didn't know it.
It's crazy, right?
Anyway.
So it's kind of...
Are you Dexter?
Dexter doesn't skin people alive. It's Breaking Bad.
He cuts grapefruit sexily.
He certainly does.
You know, from the
I've seen the intro, yeah.
The intros. There's
a lot
of
show.
Slicing
it's
things.
It's a good show
in
initially.
Sexy way.
But it's kind of a bit Breaking Bad, and Jason Bateman's really good because he kind of fluctuates between somebody who's like wildly cowardly and out of his depth to incredibly competent, depending on the situation. And I just find it fascinating that he's not like a bumbling idiot or like a genius. He's just a guy who sees an opportunity and he kind of runs with it. And sometimes it works and sometimes he gets punched in the face. So it kind of depends on the situation. And I know a lot of people have already watched this, but the third season is about to hit Netflix. And so I thought I'm going to jump on board for this. And I really enjoyed it. And even though it is dark and sinister and, you know, it's a horrible family conflicts and you worry that he's going to get skinned alive at any point and all of these kind of things, it does feel like, oh, at least I'm not this fucking guy.
Yeah. I'm gathering, though, that, like, it's not in the same caliber as Breaking Bad.
You know, it could be. I wouldn't say it's – I mean, so far, it's very good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Early days, but Breaking Bad is like next level. So
that's what I mean.
Probably not. But it's honestly, it's very, very good. And I'm maybe 4 or 5 in.
Cool. I don't know if I like Jason Bateman, though.
Oh, he's the best. I like him a lot. He's good.
I know,
because he can do it all. He can be a Teen Wolf. He can be in Arrested Development. He can commentate the dodgeball game in Dodgeball, the movie Dodgeball.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah.
He can do a body swap comedy where he pees in a fountain with Ryan Reynolds and they swap bodies. And one's a sexy bachelor and one's got a family or whatever.
Okay. Just on the subject of peeing. I'm really jealous of boys that pee. The way you pee,
boys
really.
Boys that pee. Are you jealous of boys that can't pee?
No, I'm just jealous of, like, blokes being able to pee wherever they like, standing up, just whip it out, pee
it's
away.
Awesome.
No one judges you.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
it depends
no
where you
public
go.
Urination, people. That's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, you could just go whip it out, pee, zip it all up. It's much more complicated.
It's the greatest thing
for
that's
women
ever happened.
Is what? Being able to pee standing up
correct.
Wherever you like. It just seems very. Like, you just seem better designed in that department.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's probably true. I don't know if it's me specifically, but it might be a lot of men. Yeah.
It's you specifically.
Thank
why
you.
Why I married you. For your peeing prowess.
That's true.
Oh, alliteration.
Look at me go.
Look at you
I'm
peeing.
I'm peeing now.
Do you know that story at our wedding, all the toilets broke? And so, like, everybody started, got really drunk and then started peeing outside in the bush. So funny. Your dad in particular.
He loves it, mate. He would have done it anyway.
He would have. Everyone was chatting out there. It actually gave it quite a festival vibe.
Yeah, I'm sure people say that. Nobody comes after the wedding goes, by the way, your wedding was fucking atrocious. Because I've been to a few weddings and I'm like, didn't like that at all. But you never say it. You're like, great wedding, had a blast.
No. Well, to be fair, we went to an awesome wedding a year ago.
We did.
I had a bloody great time. You were best man.
I was the best man.
You did a funny old speech. I looked very hot.
You did.
And I don't know if I'll ever look that good again.
We'll find out. Find out next week.
Okay. No, I will. What you say. All right.
Well, you
got to.
What's your thing? Come on.
All right.
Come
my
on,
thing.
Come on,
I know.
Come
okay.
On,
I've been chatting about peeing for too long.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so I'm so excited. Oh, gosh, I've been waiting for this book. I pre-ordered it. It's called Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Now, Glennon Doyle is one of my favorite writers slash activists and speakers. I follow her on Instagram, which I think is the best place to follow her. She's just a really fascinating character. She started off being like quite a deeply Christian, for want of a better phrase, mummy blogger. And then she kind of has just grown with her audience. She wrote two books, one called Love Warrior and one called Carry On Warrior. And it really talks, she was an addict and bulimic, and it talks a lot in her first book, Love Warrior. I love that book. And it's just all about her coming to grips with herself and getting sober and becoming a mother, and then what that sort of changed in her and her relationship with her husband and how that worked out. But she's so much deeper than that, and she's so funny.
She's very funny.
Funny, yeah. And she's become kind of like a beacon, I think, of hope for a lot of women and men in the way that she writes really honestly about who she is and herself. And she eventually, from going from like a Christian mummy blogger, she came out as, I don't even know if she identifies as gay necessarily, but she's married now to a female soccer star called Abby Wambach.
Right.
Who I think is also brilliant and such. They're just together. They're just amazing. Their videos on Instagram really make my day. And I think she's really worth following, especially now. So her latest book, Untamed, is kind of her best work yet, I think. It's a revealing and powerful book from her, Glennon Doyle bestselling author, and explores the joy and peace we discover when we stop striving to meet the expectations of the world and start trusting the deep voice within us, which sounds like
wishy-washy, airy-fairy,
like, you know, one
your
of those
spirit,
like,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
Self-help books.
Be your best, whatever.
Make you vomit. But it's not gross. Like that at all. It's just, it's funny and it's deeply honest, and she really calls things out for the BS that they are. She's an activist primarily, I think, now, and she just speaks out. She raises so much money through an organization called Together Rising. She did a lot of work, particularly reuniting families with children on the Mexican border.
Mm.
And I just wanted to read you this quote because I think now more than ever this is something it just
helps. I love
helps
quotes.
Me.
I terrific.
Know. You hate quotes, but here I go. If you are uncomfortable, in deep pain, angry, yearning, confused, you don't have a problem, you just have a life. Being human is not hard because you're doing it wrong. It's hard because you're doing it right. You will never change the fact that being human is hard. So you must change your idea that it was ever supposed to be easy.
Hmm.
And I never know if you're being sincere or not, but to me that makes so much sense. I think that's where people often go wrong, in that they think life is always supposed to be wonderful and happy, and if it doesn't go that way, then there's something wrong with them. Or if they're finding things hard, then it's a flaw in them, or it's their hard done by. And actually, life is hard. And what Glennon talks about in this book, which I think is so powerful.
Glennon Doyle.
Yes, Glennon Doyle.
Got it.
Is that pain, as hard as it is and as difficult as it is, it's also transformative, and it changes you fundamentally. It makes you value things in a different way. And she talks a lot about it in terms of addiction, that when she was an addict, she thought her whole job was to numb herself from her pain with food or drugs or whatever it was, you know, partying. And when she turned and walked straight into her pain, she realized that that is actually where the good stuff of life is in this strange and extraordinary way. And she just grew as a person. But it takes being brave to face yourself in that way.
Well, in that case, I'm not interested.
Anyway, I think it's a really incredible book. I would highly recommend gifting it to anyone you know. And, yeah, I think she has a lot to teach. Also about calling out a lot of BS around social constructs that aren't serving particularly women anymore.
Mm.
And the idea that we should just be there to please everybody and that we need to apologize for who we are.
I agree with Glennon Doyle. We should do that. What are we talking about?
It's just, it's a real championing of women and people who are different, and it's like a big breath of fresh air to say, just be your bloody self.
What about
be
me?
Wild and ferocious.
What about
and
me?
Human.
Like an alpha male, a big dog, DAWG.
Oh, God.
Would it be something that I could get something out of? In between reps.
I actually think you would really get
something out of
it.
I should read
it
because also it's got a great cover.
Yeah, it does have a really cool cover. Mm. It's just, it's incredibly powerful. And it's not twee. It's not BS. It talks a lot about the difficulty that we're living through, in that so much of what we, the way we operate our lives is based around the fact that we aren't being open and honest.
Sincere. It's all about sincerity.
I'm not explaining it well enough.
When you speak to somebody, you got to speak with an open heart. You close your heart, it's closed heart like a stone. And if you want to get blood from a stone, you got to open your stone heart. And then from there, you're able to bloom.
All right.
Like a rock.
I'll just finish with this. There's one.
You got another quote?
No more quotes. Shut up. The one thing I thought was really powerful, although there were so many powerful moments in the book, I just keep like reading it and then having to stop and just go, oh, so true. Just hits true when someone says something that really resonates and I think changes your whole perspective on life. But she talks about how, you know, activism and all of this kind of charity work, you start by just like pulling people out of the river, right? So you just, people are in the river, they need help, you pull them out through charity work, through fundraising or whatever it is.
Get a big stick with a hook on the end.
Correct. But one day you have to go upstream and figure out why they're falling into the river in the first place.
Yeah, right.
And I think she's discovered that if you do a lot of philanthropic work, you eventually become an activist, because you need to figure out what's going on. And once you start to really look at it deeply, and we're seeing that right now in the world globally, it's a lot of people making a lot of money off the suffering of others.
Yep.
In lots of different ways.
Die for your economy, it seems to be the message at the moment.
Anyway, it's not very cheerful, but it is, in a way, it's empowering.
Not everything has to be cheerful, Claire. You can just be like, hey, fucking get it together with this book or whatever. This book speaks to me, whether or not it be cheerful or not.
Well, I think it's about finding the courage to be who you are.
You open your heart.
And not apologize.
It's like a rock. But if you want to get that,
just get wild. She just talks a lot about getting wild and ferocious. She also talks about a lot of the story arcs around her relationship with her wife, Abby.
Gotcha.
And how that came to pass.
Hmm. Which Katy Perry song should I listen to while reading this book?
Ooh, definitely Raw. Right? Raw.
Yeah, good,
correct.
Good.
All right, over to you, my friend.
Okay, well, this is a recommendation for people who have kids, or even if you just want a light, fun thing to watch. People will probably be familiar with Julia Donaldson. She's written various books, The Gruffalo, Gruffalo's Child, Room on a Broom, things like that, with the illustrations by Axel Scheffler, who our son is obsessed with at the moment. Because he's like, Axel Scheffler draws on the walls, and he draws a big pencil first, then he goes over with a text.
Yeah, I found a brilliant video that I'll share. Get Colleen to link below. We read The Gruffalo's Child, and then we found this video where he draws life-size characters of the Gruffalo and other characters from the book on the walls of this library, but he does it in fast motion.
Yeah, he's really fast. Yeah. I don't know whether they speed it up or he actually is that fast, but it's pretty crazy either way.
I think our son thinks he's just doing it that fast.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's cool, right?
It's great.
It's really great, and it was a great activity. Then we ended up drawing on the wall, or not on the wall, but
I would have loved that as
a
kid.
Piece of cardboard. Yeah, it was really cool.
But anyway, in 2009, Magic Light Pictures kicked off a series of animating these books, and they almost look like claymation, but they are computer generated. They're only about 25 to 30 minutes long, and they take those popular books like mentioned and they just turn them into, they expand them a little bit, get some really excellent voice actors or actors in general, and they're just little short movies that you can watch. They've done The Gruffalo, The Gruffalo's Child, Room on a Broomstick, Man, The Highway Rat, which we're very much into at the moment. It's about a rat who's runs up and down the highway stealing food from people. The Snail and the Whale. And some of the voices that have done them is David Tennant, Gillian Anderson, Simon Pegg, Helen Bonham Carter, Martin Freeman, Jennifer Saunders, Kit Harington. That's some of the people that show up in these things. And they're just light fun. They're really kid-friendly, but they've got some kind of cheeky kind of humor to them. There's not a lot of, like, talking in it, so a lot of it you get through the actions and expressions and things like that. And they're just beautiful but simply crafted worlds. And they make a really kind of nice anthology series. So if you've got BBC iPlayer, which we can access through an app, or if you want to get them various other ways, which you can also do, which I would not recommend. But, you know, if you want to steal some stuff on the internet, these are bloody trying times, you know what I mean? But they're good. If you're stuck at home with the kids and or a kid, or just, you know, you want something light, I think these are really – it's better than a lot of the shit movies that are out that you might be forced to watch.
And there's so much richness in the text. Yeah. There's so much that kids can explore.
Alliteration, rhyming. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Themes.
They also have a really great website with lots of resources. So if you go to thegruffalo.com, I think that's what it's called, their official site, and it's just got activities they can do, and there's little rhyming games. You can explore the forest, look at all the characters, do some colouring in, watch different videos from Maxwell Scheffler and Julia Donaldson, and it's just really fun.
Yeah.
And it's such a rich
and they're
world.
Also harmless. So we've kind of moved on. We've been watching, like, the Lego Batman movie, which is great. I think it's really – and the Lego movie, but they're so, like – frenetic and lasers and jumping and
Watch them.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of dubstep
and whatever. Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think they're great for those reasons, because you can kind of enjoy them on that level, and kids like that because it's Batman and whatever and friendship. But these are really kind of pared down, but not in a way that it's simple and stupid. There's a lot to them still.
And they're very calming.
They're very calming.
As a parent, if you need some calming time,
they're
just really calming and really beautifully crafted. Yeah. We went and saw the stage show of the Gruffalo, and I've never laughed so hard when this 45-year-old man came out dressed as a red dragon with, like, one horn on his head.
Because people are expecting this dragon to come out.
Yeah, they were expecting it to be this, like, ferocious guy.
Because he's this enormous dragon from the book.
And he's just basically a man with, like, a horn glued onto his head and a little red tail. And then he has to blow fire, and in the book it's this huge fireball, and he just had, like, a cardboard piece of fire.
Yeah.
And it was genius. Anyway, so, yeah, that would be something great. Okay, my turn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. One thing that I thought would be really fun, a lot of people have probably heard of this already. It's called House Party App. Have you heard about this?
No.
So a lot of people
What's
now,
a party?
You wouldn't know. You don't like them. I like them. I like them a lot. I don't know. I was going to say make a joke about party in my pants, but I couldn't. I don't know. My brain short circuited.
I'm peeing right now. What are we doing?
Happening. It's all anarchy. Anyway, the House Party app is really cool. If you are someone who would like to talk to a lot of people all the time, like me, unlike Jim Bob over there, House Party allows you to do, you know, like talk to multiple people at once. So you're seeing all these people doing those, like, video calls where there's, like, 10 people all talking at the same time. So a lot of my friends and I have started booking times during the week where we'll all sit together with a cup of tea and go on House Party app. You can also play games on there as well. It's actually created by the makers of Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Those dogs.
Yeah, and it's owned by, the developer Epic Games. Yeah. So, I don't know, they're dodgy. I don't know anything about them.
You know, I mean, it's any company.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, House Party, it just looks – it's really fun and I think worth doing, particularly at the moment if you're stuck at home with not – much else to do. You can also just go online and see if who else is on there and then have a little chat. So that's one thing I wanted to recommend. I also wanted to quickly just go through a list of, like, super obvious things about mental health, because this whole corona thing is, I think, one of the hardest mental health challenges I think we're ever going to face.
Sure.
Hopefully it's the hardest one.
Yeah, every time something bad happens, I'm like, this is probably the worst thing.
Yeah,
right?
But as Glennon says, mate, life is pain.
Yeah, your heart's
let
like
it
a
transform
rock.
You. Let it shatter you and then rebuild. And I'm actually not shattered. Saying that cynically. I'm saying that deeply. As
well, I'm saying
who's
it cynically.
Been through stuff, it's it can actually, if you allow it to, grow, make you
grow. You are a better person for it, I think.
Totally. I think you are. You value things more. Anyway, so here's some little tips that I got from Beyond Blue and also from Healthline.com. These are super obvious, but I'm just going to tell you anyway, just because I'm worried about you out there, listener. Eat well. Try and eat well. We've been doing a lot more cooking. I'm trying to cook different things and be a bit fun with what we made rice paper rolls tonight.
Oh, my God. It was a blast.
I know. It was super fun. But just that alone is great. And sleep. We've talked a lot about this.
Yeah.
Obviously, sleep is really tricky at the moment.
It's all I want in the world.
Yeah. But and if you have little kids, oh, boy, it's tricky. But as much as you can, just get some sleep and don't sit up on your phone till midnight scrolling through all of the things that you could find out about. Just bloody get some sleep, mate.
Unless you want to.
Yeah. One other thing I'm doing, which I found really helped me, is that I just choose one time of day to check in with the news, and that's it. I don't go scrolling through my Twitters looking at everybody and man and his dog's, like, opinions on everything. I usually get up in the morning, I have a quick look to see if there's any more new recommendations, anything I need to be across, and then I look at the news at night again, and then that's it. And I choose the ABC because that's our Australian Broadcasting Corporation, and I really trust their journalism.
Yes.
So pick a trusted source. Also, keep calling your mates, mate.
Call him, be like, just call Jeff, him. What are you up to? Call and he's like, oh, corona stuff. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, bloody call your fam. And this is my favourite one. Obviously, also just have a bloody laugh. Listen to some pods. We got a lot of pods happening. So listen to some podcasts, make some funny laughs, do a little dance. We've been listening to a lot of music.
Yeah, music.
Doing a lot of dancing at our house.
Agreed.
Not saying that we're not finding this really tough. We don't get to do this every day. But it's something we're trying, so be kind to yourself because some days you'll just fall into a slump and watch the news all day and want to cry. But these are kind of helpful. This is the best technique. I got this from Brené Brown, but this is like a common technique used by Navy SEALs and police officers and athletes and nurses.
Shooting a gun, people. Bang, bang.
Yes, it is shooting a gun. No, in people who work in highly stressful situations all the time. It's called square or box breathing. Have you heard of this?
I have actually, but I have, but what is it?
Yeah, okay, right. I can't remember. It's really simple because I, for the life of me, I know I should meditate and like, I don't know, all that other stuff. Seems really hard, but I've found when I get overwhelmed, I just do this technique literally. I breathe in for four, I hold for four, I breathe out for four, I hold for four. So it's a square. Hence square or box breathing.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's scientifically proven to shift your energy, connect you more deeply with your body, calm your nervous system and decrease stress. And so I've found myself just stopping and doing that when I get really overwhelmed, which is bloody happening on and off all the time. Yeah, and I'm doing it now and I actually already feel calmer.
So what is the thinking behind this particular breathing technique though?
Well, it allows you to focus very calmly on like it's just a physiological thing. Our breath, and you know, ancient cultures have used breath. There's, you know, breath in yoga work,
breath of the wild,
Pilates. Breath, you know, breath is super connected in with our sense of self, our center of well-being in our body, and it calms your nervous system. So it can take you from a really heightened state and all of that adrenaline kind of pumping through your body and just bring you down. I think it's something to do with your amygdala as well and that fight or flight response. So it can also break that.
Yes.
So it's literally you could just do it for 20 seconds.
Mm.
But it actually really does help.
Okay.
So you're going to do it with me?
I think it's in Long Shot. It's in the movie
Long
Shot.
Yeah, it would be. It's really proven, you know, Navy SEALs use it all the time in the army.
And regular SEALs use it.
We're going to do it all together now.
Are we?
Yeah. You ready? I'm going to make you do it, old stress ball over there. Okay, you ready? I know, you don't want to do it, but
that's
I'm making
me breathing
you
out. Okay, let's do it. Okay.
Okay, ready? In for four. Hold for four. Out for four. Hold for four. Okay, you totally ruined that.
That's how I breathe. If you don't like it, everybody's different. You gotta remember
anyway,
that.
Anyway, if you're listening to this podcast, it's a good idea. You should actually do it. Don't you feel better already?
No. I didn't really do it properly, so no.
No,
but
exactly.
I will do it properly after the show. I'll take the time.
You can never be bloody serious, this bloke.
Why should I? Everything sucks. All right. Have you got do an exercise video on there or something?
Yes, I certainly do. I have that down. Yep, cooking, dance videos, exercise videos. Love to do an exercise
I'll be doing
video.
An exercise video, yeah.
Yeah,
push-ups
yeah, going for your walks, getting some fresh air.
I think also, you walk at night is a good time to walk or when it's quiet, Just don't, so you're not really bumping into anybody. If you can, depends where you live, obviously. It's
walking at night is a luxury for a man.
That's true.
Mate.
So men out there,
I do not feel comfortable or relaxed walking by myself during the nighttime.
I could walk around in my underwear at night with a knife and nobody would talk to me.
Okay, so I'm trying to keep you calm and James is slowly falling off the deep end.
Yes.
You need to be doing some more box breathing, mate.
You might
get
be right.
Get your box breathing on.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
We're going to wrap this bloody show up, mate.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can via emails. Claire's got a very interesting email today, probably, I assume.
I do.
But before you do that, if you can rate this podcast, it helps super much. You open up the app. You can do it in app. Nice. Five stars always helps. This is from Colonel E. Sanders. It says, ha, 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 fantastic. I love it. And this one says from Soddy 12, ha, 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 terrific. It's fun to discover new things to distract yourself from the world ending. So, yeah, those are great reviews. It really helps if you could throw a review our way. And maybe, just maybe, you'll read it out on this podcast, but probably because we don't get that many. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. I've got an email that you can email to suggestiblepod@gmail.com. Please email us with a suggestion. We would love to hear from you.
I'll do it.
This is from Jacob Henry. Hello, Jacob. Hey, guys. Hope you two are doing well during this crazy time. Just wanted to suggest Castle Rock to you guys. It is a Hulu original based on Stephen King characters and locations, but doesn't specifically follow a novel of his. It is a fantastic blend of drama and horror to satisfy both of you. The first two seasons are out and I eagerly await the third season.
End of this show.
Ooh, enjoy.
A lot of Stephen Thanks, King Jacob. Stuff going on at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, well, that's it from us.
Absolutely it is. Listen, take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Look in on people. Call your family.
Yeah.
If you got any, maybe you don't. Call friends then. Call your dog.
You just knocked the microphone. Nothing but professionalism here.
I don't have to do a goddamn
thing. And guys,
thing.
We're sending you lots of love. Well, I am. I think James is saving the love sending for myself. You nothing.
No, I just want to look after myself and the people that I know and make sure I get all the great content out at MrSundayMovies.net and the Weekly Planet podcast.
God. Okay, well, I'm
Business
sending
as usual
you.
Until we have a baby and then I shut everything down.
I'm sending you lots of love out there. Look after yourself. Do some box breathing, mate. It really will help. I think.
Maybe.
Or not. Or eat double chocolate coated Tim Tams. That's what I've been doing.
Don't
as
eat
well.
Too many, though. They'll fuck you
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they will. They'll get you.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, we're Suggestible Pod.
Yeah, no
Thanks
shit.
For all calling for editing the show. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.